First, a record number of women are serving in Congress right now, 127, including 25 women in the Senate. And among those in Congress are a number of firsts, the first Muslim woman, the first Native American woman, and the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. The record number of women in Congress is also primarily made up of Democratic women. Our colleagues at WisContext wanted to know if gains seen on the national level also happened here in Wisconsin's legislature. Here to explain more is Haley Sperling, a reporter and the engagement editor for WisContext. She sat down with Ideas Network host Darrell Connor.
Now, women made history in 2018 on the national level in terms of running for office and in being elected. So with that said, how did Wisconsin compare in terms of women being elected?
2018 was a really big year for women on the national level. There were a lot of firsts happening in Congress in terms of women being elected into office, but at the state level in Wisconsin, that wasn't necessarily the case. We didn't really break any big records. Nothing too exciting happened. It was just a lot more of the same.
Now, how do we compare to some of our neighbors around the Midwest, Minnesota, Illinois, and so on?
So compared to our neighbors in the Midwest, again, we rank pretty low when it comes to electing women to the state legislature. In my reporting, I compared the state legislature of Wisconsin to Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and Illinois, and found that Wisconsin actually elected the least amount of women in this past 2018 midterm election. So only about 23% of this new legislative class will come from this past election, whereas much of these other states are electing women at a much higher rate. So Michigan, for example, was the largest state for women that for women to come out victorious, rather, with 36% of women candidates coming out on top. Again, we can kind of just see this pattern of Wisconsin not necessarily breaking any barriers or any boundaries when it comes to electing women to office, and it really just comes to a variety of factors that are holding people back.
So we know that Wisconsin is lagging behind our neighbors in terms of women getting elected to state office. But is the current number of women in office the most in Wisconsin's history?
No. So actually, there are about 27% of Wisconsin state legislature is now women. But that's, again, not at all very record-breaking or exciting. The years that Wisconsin elected, or the legislature, rather, had the most women were back in 1989 and 2003, which both held 28% women in the state legislature. So while this year was close at 27, it's still, again, not record-breaking, not historic in any way. To put this, you know, in perspective, the national average of state legislatures are composed of about 29% women.
Are Democrats doing better at electing women to the state houses or state, whether it's Senate or just the legislature in general, or are Republicans doing better?
So more women are definitely running as Democrats, but that doesn't mean that they're necessarily getting elected. And this can be attributed to a variety of factors depending on where you are. So in Wisconsin, this comes down to a matter of who the incumbents are, how the election maps are drawn, and a lot more. There has been a documented you know, gender gap when it comes to voting patterns. Women tend to vote for Democrats, but in Wisconsin, for example, there were more than 50 Democratic women running on ballots in 2018, but only 20 of them were elected. And this is compared to, you know, 12 Republican women, but 11 out of those 12 actually came out victorious. So, again, it comes down to how the maps were drawn, who's actually coming out to vote, and the incumbents, because a lot of Wisconsin's incumbents, you know, state legislators happen to be men, and people tend to elect incumbents. And without that turnover, there's not going to be as many women in state legislature.
Haley Sperling is an engagement editor and reporter with WisContext. Now, you also, in your piece, covered the role of partisan gerrymandering in this. What does that have to do with whether women run for office?
So gerrymandering plays a really big role in a lot of different parts of elections. So Wisconsin, our election maps were drawn in 2011 by Republicans. And so it has been able to help bolster Republican candidates into victory when it comes to winning state offices. But compared to looking at a state like Illinois, where Democrats are in charge of drawing maps, more Democrats have been elected and things are coming out in a more even divide. Looking at a state like Iowa, where a nonpartisan committee actually draws their election maps, you know, things kind of break down in a more even manner. But, you know, in Wisconsin, again, the maps are drawn by Republicans to benefit Republicans. Again, the maps are not the only issue at hand, even if Democrats were able to go back and redraw their own election maps, because of how Democratic voters tend to be centralized within urban areas, it's a lot harder for Democrats, again, even if they were to draw their own maps, to come out as far on top as Republicans can, because their voting base is so much farther spread across suburban and rural areas as well.
What challenges do women face as they run for office, in particular in Wisconsin?
It comes down to even just recognition. The more women run for office, the more future women will run for office. And this is what a lot of sources had said to me. So now that, you know, so many more women kind of came out and are going for this, you know, these higher up positions, it will likely inspire more women to run. And, you know, the challenges can come down to a lack of time, a lack of knowledge on fundraising, on political campaigning, and just, you know, access to some resources that others might not have. In Wisconsin, there's a group called Emerge. It's a nationally based organization with a chapter in the state that helps Democratic and left-leaning women get into political office. So one thing that they do is, you know, emphasize getting in on the local and community level, because that is how women, you know, start to rise up. And if you don't have women starting out in city councils or school boards or whatnot, you know, they're not going to be able to rise into the state legislature. So it's important to note that nothing exists like that in Wisconsin itself. Nothing exists like that for Republican women. Republican women kind of come off at this disadvantage, you know, because there are a lot of places that are really, their sole purpose is to advocate for women in office, again, Democratic women in office nationally as well. You look at places like Emily's List that are huge, huge donors, huge advocates for women. But again, they're typically on the left side of the political spectrum.
Why do you suppose there isn't a Republican equivalent to Emerge?
So what I've heard from sources is that, you know, Republicans tend not to drive down the quote-unquote identity politics track and not necessarily invest into we're running women because they're women. And it's just, it's not to say that these groups don't exist anywhere. There are definitely PACs out there and some organizations that do help, you know, raise Republican candidates and groom women Republican candidates to win in their offices. But again, it's just not their fundamental party level and not necessarily ingrained into what they're doing. But, you know, this wasn't just a thing that Democrats have been doing for a long time. You know, Democrats and Republicans ran and elected basically the same number of women for decades, you know, and this pattern of stagnation kind of broke after the first quote-unquote year of the woman in 1992, and that's when Democrats kind of broke off and started electing more women into office while Republicans hovered around the same number.
Haley, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Ideas Network host Darrell Connor talking with WisConText's Haley Sperling about her recent article titled Why Wasn't 2018 a Big Election for Women in the Wisconsin Legislature? You can find the article at wiscontext.org.